Hey, do you have the... Whoa! Fuck. I mean, sorry. I'm... fuck, I'm so sorry, dude. I didn't knock. Yeah, my bad. I'm not looking. I just... Oh, okay, you're decent now. Sorry again. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just... Fuck, what was I doing? I was looking for the tape measure. I can't find it anywhere. I'm pretty sure you're the last person who used it, and I need it to measure something. You know, the thing that the measuring tape does, it is for. What the fuck? Anyways, do you know if you have it around here or where it could be? Your desk? No, don't bother getting up. You can just stay on your bed. I'll grab it real quick and get out of your hair. Just stay. So, I don't see it here. The drawer? Ah, yep. There it is, in the drawer. Yep, right where you said it would be. You have great memory and, organization. All right, I'll get out of here, now. Thanks for, yeah, I just need it for one thing, and then I'll bring it right back when I'm finished with it. Or like a little bit later, you know, like, not like soon, but like later. Can I ask you something? Okay, yes, that was a question. Smartass, just, were you choking yourself while you were, when I barged in, I thought I saw your other hand. Sorry. Sorry, yeah, that's a really fucking weird thing to ask, and it's certainly not any of my fucking business. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. Of course you're uncomfortable. I'll just leave, and we can forget the last, like, 2 minutes ever happened, okay? And I'll, What? Did you say yes? Yes, you were? Do you like it? That's a stupid question. I mean, you probably wouldn't do it if you didn't like it. I mean, it probably feels different doing it to yourself than when someone else is doing it to you. Does it feel as good or maybe worse, or you don't know? Like, nobody's ever... Oh. But you like how it feels, when you do it. No, it's not weird. Definitely not weird. Well, I don't think you're weird. Don't worry. It's not, you're not. Yeah, it's cool. I was just thinking, have you ever wondered what it's like, though? Like, have you ever wondered what it feels like to have someone else's hand around your throat? Yeah, of course you have. Okay, listen, you can tell me to fuck off right now and we can both forget about this whole interaction. I meant it when I said that before, but we can forget about all of this, but... fuck it. I'm gonna propose something to you, and you can say no, and you can call me a fucking freak while you're at it. But, do you want to find out? Do you want to find out what it feels like to have someone else's hand on your throat? I'm asking if you'd be interested in me choking you, if you want me to choke you. Platonically, just to help you out, you know, foster a more positive and uplifting environment among roommates. Yes? Okay, wow, that was a decisive answer. I honestly wasn't expecting that. I was going to try to convince you by... Well, not convince you. I was going to try to explain that I kind of... know what I'm doing when it comes to choking, like the safest techniques and stuff, but you must really want it, huh? What? Yeah, I said I know what I'm doing. Why do you look so surprised? I literally walked in on you choking the hell out of yourself, so don't look at me like I'm the only freak in the room. Look, choking is practically vanilla. I mean, I think it's not really that absurd of a kink to have. It's kind of a gateway drug to more kinky shit, so it's really just responsible to learn how to do it properly. It can be risky, obviously, especially if you're careless and don't know what the fuck you're doing. But once you learn and have some experience under your belt, it's not so intimidating. You know, it's just technique. Yeah, I have some experience. You're in safe hands. And that was unintentional, but I'm glad you appreciate the pun. So, how do you want to do this? Just do it? Okay, well, let me take the lead then. How about I just lightly hold your neck like, yeah, I'll just cup it without any real force and we can go from there, yeah? Okay, do you want to lie back down or no? Okay, that's fine. However you're most comfortable is best. So I'll just... Is that okay? Yeah, feels like nothing, right? Just barely touching you. I can feel your pulse rushing. Can I go harder? All right, hold your horses. I don't doubt that you can take more. I heard you panting when I walked in. You were going pretty hard, huh? Yeah. Fuck. Okay. Let's try a little pressure. You can still breathe completely fine, right? Just like normal, my hand's pretty much just resting on your neck. God, yes, I know it's not hard, just relax, okay? We'll fucking get rough when we get there. Why did you react like that? Your breath hitched, your eyes widened. You want it rough, don't you? Can you answer me when I ask you a question? Or are you already too far gone? You're gonna need to communicate with me if you want to make this work. Don't nod. Say yes or no. Do you want it rough? Slut. Fuck. Okay. I will give you what you want, but we need to establish a safeguard first. You may not be able to speak, so I'm going to need you to decide on a physical gesture that'll tell me when to lay off. For whatever reason, it doesn't matter. I usually suggest 2 taps on my forearm, or snapping with your fingers, unless you have something else in mind. What do you think? Taps are okay? Okay, yeah. Tap my forearm 2 times and I'm off. Do that whenever you feel uncomfortable. Understand? And it can be for any reason. It can be, you know, you want to lay down, if you want to, you know, if you just need a break, if you want to be done with the whole thing, just any reason, okay? And I'll back off if I think you can't take it anymore. Oh, you can take it, can you? You want to prove it? You want to show me how much of a slut you are for it? Yeah? Fuck yeah. Okay, you know what? Lie down before, like you were. Yeah, on your back. You're obedient when you're eager. Okay, how about that? Is that good? Yeah, I know you like it, slut. It's written all over your face. Your jaw slacked for me, your eyes rolling back. Oh, you really do like being choked, huh? Your pulse is speeding up. How does it feel? Really fucking good. Wow, what an eloquent slut. Starting to feel a little bit fuzzy, aren't you? Brain going empty. Okay. Take some deep breaths for me. I stopped because I want to be careful with you. You're still new to this. I know you're not. God damn it. I'll keep going. Just breathe for a second. Do you really want to be a fucking brat when your life is literally in the palm of my hand? Just relax for me, please. Thank you. Do you feel okay? Okay. I know you want to keep going. That's good. I'm glad. Yeah. I'm good. I feel good. This isn't about me. Just focus on how you feel. I probably don't need to ask, but shall we proceed? Okay. Same pressure as before. Keep breathing for me. Nice and easy, right? Yeah, just feel it. Yeah. Is that good? Fuck, was that a moan? You getting off to this? You getting off to this? You getting off on this? Getting off on your roommate choking you? Fuck, okay. No, that's okay. You can keep your hand on my arm. Just remember to tap out when you need to. Understand? Use your words. Good. Don't think I didn't notice your hips bucking. You can touch yourself, you know. I interrupted you, and, well, I think we're well past the point of no return, don't you? Plus, I know you really fucking want to. And I'm not gonna deny a needy slut like you. So go ahead. There you go. Good slut. Show me what you were doing when I barged in. Show me how you like it. Fuck. You're a goddamn mess down there. Holy shit, it's so fucking hot. You're really into this, huh? Don't hold your moans back. I want to hear them while I'm still letting you breathe. Fuck. Yeah, just like that. Good slut. Okay, breathe for me. Don't stop. Keep touching yourself. I'm gonna make you feel good, okay? Yeah, you trust me? Squeeze my arm if you need to. You won't hurt me. How about that? Is this more like what you imagined when I offered to choke you? Finally getting harder to breathe, huh? Need to work for it a bit. I think you were right, slut. You can really take it. And you take it so fucking well. Fuck, I had no idea my roommate was such a needy fucking slut. You're a sight for sore eyes, you know. The portrait of a pathetic little pain slut. So have you reached a conclusion yet, slut? Does this feel as good as when you do it to yourself? Or is it better when I'm choking you? Does it feel better when your roommate's hand is the one clutching your throat? Yeah. Yeah, it does. I know. I know it's so much better. You're close, aren't you? Yeah. You want to come with my hand wrapped around your fucking throat, huh? You're so close to feeling exactly what you've been craving, what you've imagined in your sick little fantasies. So why don't you finish it off nicely for me, yeah? Give me a show. You need it so bad, don't you? need that sweet fucking relief. Mm-hmm. You can come for me. Come on, slut. Whine in my grasp while you make a goddamn mess. Be a good fucking slut for me and come. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's it. Look at you go. Fuck. Fuck. What a good slut. Moaning so fucking stupid for me. Yeah, that's it. Stupid slut just needed an extra hand to get off. Uh-huh. Deep breaths. Keep writing it out. You are doing so fucking good. Feels so good. That's it. Fucking perfect. You okay? Yeah. Yeah, you're good. Okay, good. You're breathing fine and everything feels okay. Okay, so I take it you enjoyed that? Me? Yep, that was fine, yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, it felt good. I liked it. I'll grab you some water. I'll be right back. Oh, you already have some? No, I'll just get fresh water. Some ice water. That's better for... Yeah, it's just better for your... Actually, let me grab this, the tape measure, and I'll just... thanks for... see you later. Thank you very, very much for listening. This was Molly in the Mirror, performing a script by Celeste's Garden. I really hope you liked it. you can continue to follow me here on Reddit if you haven't already. I'm going to be doing quite a lot of stuff like this. And quite a lot more intense stuff in the future, I think. And if you liked a little bit of snapping, if you liked a little bit of, feeling a little bit dumb, then you might enjoy some of the things that I have planned for the future. Once again, this is Molly in the Mirror, signing off. Be seeing you.